Overcome by fear. He was scared at the time Jesus' death was near. But some time later he became bold and brave as the Spirit called him to proclaim his faith. In the name of Jesus he searched for the truth. He was open to the Spirit wherever he moved. Responding to the Spirit was his choice, and the world has reason to rejoice. Peter was the first to go out and preach. The other apostles too were called to teach. With the help of the Spirit, they became bold as they proclaimed the good news to the world. Was this the Peter they once knew? The Holy Spirit changed him. They didn't know what to do. Together they talked and prayed and shared, trying to learn what Jesus had said.
They were moved by the Spirit so long ago. The church was born and continues to grow. Peter and others started it all. Just like them, we should answer to the call.
I can do. Pass along the good news to you. With the help of the Spirit, I think I can. I can spread the word all over the land. Just like Peter, you and I can share. We can find the Spirit everywhere. The Holy Spirit, with each generation, can move the people of every nation.
We'll be moved by the Spirit just like long ago. And our church today continues to grow. Peter and others started it all. Just like them, we should listen for the call. We're moving. all. Just like them, we should answer to the call.
That carries me over rough seas. He is gentle as the wind that blows across my face on a hot summer day. I cannot touch him, but he touches me. He is the steersman who guides my way. I cannot touch him, but he touches me. It is he, it is he, it is he. It is he who causes me to act with compassion and love for others. It is He who speaks to my heart. His voice is music in the soul. I cannot touch Him, but He touches me. He lets me know when I've done wrong. I cannot touch Him, but He touches me. It is He, it is He, it is He. It is He who tells me what to say. It is He who teaches the world to obey. He's not violent, He is not aggressive. He is the driving force within me. I cannot touch Him, but He touches me. He is the strength that keeps me going. I cannot touch Him, but He touches me. It is He, it is He, it is He. I cannot touch Him, but He touches me. It is He, it is He, it is He. I cannot touch Him, but He touches me. It is He, it is He, it is He. The Holy Spirit calls me, I will take up the challenge like Jesus did so long ago. I will act with compassion when I see someone suffering, never asking who is right, always finding good in others, always seeing Jesus' light. Oh, my life won't be the same when the Holy Spirit calls my name and I answer loud and clear. With courage and with joy, then my joy will spread to others as I give them help and hope and love. Like Jesus, I will follow the Holy Spirit's call with love. When the Holy Spirit calls me, I will find a love and courage. Say welcome to another who is knocking at my door. Even though he may look different by the color of his skin, I will try to be like Jesus and let this person in. Oh, my life won't be the same when the Holy Spirit calls my name and I answer loud and clear. With courage and with joy, then my joy will spread to others as I give them help and hope and love. Like Jesus, I will follow the Holy Spirit's call with love. When the Holy Spirit calls me, I will recognize His voice. I will see the needs of others. Responding is my choice. Even if I sometimes stumble and forget what Jesus did, I will try and keep on trying, growing stronger from within. Oh, my life won't be the same when the Holy Spirit calls my name and I answer loud and clear. With courage and with joy, then my joy will spread to others as I give them help and hope and love. Like Jesus, I will follow the Holy Spirit's call with love. Jesus met a Samaritan, a woman, for whom he had compassion. He was filled with courage and audacity, and so he spoke to her publicly. People's hearts were being touched as they came there, stood and simply watched.
Yes, the Spirit of God moves Jesus to do His work all over the land. The Spirit of God moves Jesus to spread the good news all over the land.
Jesus met a woman who was sick and a poor. Dared to touch her though he knew the law. He stood firm though filled with compassion. There was so much power in his action. The sick woman was healed, and the crowd who saw and heard him were overjoyed.
Yes, the Spirit of God moved Jesus to do his work all over the land.
Man was paralyzed for 38 years. No one touched him, for they had many fears. Some Jews watched what Jesus dared to do, thinking that he was risking God's punishment too. Jesus said, take up your mat and walk. Then about God's compassion he began to talk.
Yes, the Spirit of God moved Jesus all over the land. The Spirit of God moved Jesus to spread the good news all over the land. Yes, the Spirit of God moved Jesus to do His work all over the land. The Spirit of God moved Jesus to spread the good news all over the land.
Are you looking for the Spirit?
Do you
right there with you. A young girl took the gospel to heart and reached out to people on the street. She gave to them unconditional love, the difference between life and death. Are you looking for the spirit? Do you know?
open our hearts and let the spirit in. We can feel the changes taking place within. Then we can change the lives of others by helping our brothers and sisters. When the spirit fills us, we become bold as we continue working for a better world. Spirit is active in every nation. He does not choose a spy or color or religion. He works and touches the hearts of one and all, as long as we are open to his call. Make room in our hearts now for those hungry and bold. They too can help us build a better world.
Let everyone be free.
world for one day.
Hey, that sounds great. Don't you like what's happening in the world?
No, we don't. We feel that we can make the world a better place to live.
Okay. Why don't you tell me of some of the changes you would make?
The good things to be done.
Christians became more caring, inspired and creating, all because of the Spirit who helped them learn to they give and they share, forgive and they pray, and they let him show the way. He calls us to be open to him and to those around. Even as I write this song, he tells me how it should sound. Signs of God's peace.